Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Aidan Rogers, has been giving his organization's perspective on the government's push for electric buses for the Transport Board.
BREA has been on record for calling for these buses for some time, at least 3 years. In fact, we've even gone as far as record to indicate to the government some ideas that we think should have been examined in terms of looking at potential deployment strategies for these vehicles, where we'd have shared some ideas with some partners from overseas, international partners, on some aspects of conducting a pilot study to look at some of the potential impacts on the grid and commuter habits as it relates to charging infrastructure and otherwise. The concern that we have is that we are aware that no public or stakeholder engaged study has been conducted, and with this call now for bids to be tendered and put forward for the significant deployment of these buses, it seems to give the appearance that pretty much the bidders are going to be doing the experimentation, and we're hoping once we see the structure as to how the partnership would work with these private sector players, that there will be no unnecessary burden on taxpayers. In fact, to the extent where taxpayers may appear to be having to hedge the risk in terms of the deployment strategy. So what we're really saying is that some technical study should have been conducted beforehand so that the government could have some greater indication as what are some of the potential likely impacts of making this massive deployment. As we said, BREA has been calling for a study to have been conducted as far back as early February 2017. This was not done, but obviously we're at the stage where we're short of buses and a decision has to be made. So this too is a further development that we're watching to see how it goes forward. The other concern that we have is that we would have liked to see some overtures towards the public service vehicles with respect to their participation in a potential conversion. But at this stage, the focus seems to be on the state-run transport board, and it begs the question to really see what opportunities or potential incentives, if possible, or similar even private partnership arrangements can be engaged with the public service operators so they too can actually access some of the benefits of electrified transportation.
On the question of wider ownership of the transport sector, Mr. Rogers adds this.
We see significant opportunities to be made from persons actually going into the transportation sector. And we've been on record that we believe the conversion to electrified transportation is one of the possible ways where we could forestall a likely fare hike. Because the concern, David, is that these buses are going to cost money, but what they offer is the potential for significant fuel savings. And we think greater care should have been undertaken in terms of analysis to see where the potential trade-offs would likely have been. Because you just can't say you're going to introduce electric buses and then hike the fares, because there are a lot of vulnerable groups in this community, particularly, as I always indicate, the hotel workers, where a simple fare increase to maybe $3 could translate, depending if you have to catch one or two buses, to close to 10 or 20% of your weekly take-home pay. So a fare increase is not necessarily the solution. What we were saying is that there could have been a likely approach where the near 60% savings that persons can make on converting to electrified vehicles, that could have been converted towards them making some added savings in terms of their operational costs, and that could have then deferred the need for there to be a massive fare increase, while offering the opportunity for government to secure some revenue. Because the additional thing that we have to look at, and this might be one of the reasons why there might be some mooted discussion over the deployment of electrified transportation amongst the public service vehicles, is the fact that government still derives significant revenue from diesel sales on this sector. And this also is one of the aspects to why we thought that some greater care should have been undertaken in doing a comprehensive study that not only looks at fuel savings or cost savings, but also looks at the revenue impact. So these are some of the underlying issues that we really would like to see examined. But as I said, we're at the stage where there's going to be a bidding conference on Thursday, and I guess BREA representation there would probably participate to hear what are some of the further details in this strategy, because we heard there's some opportunity for profit sharing between the transport board and these private investors. So we're looking forward to seeing what comes of this, but we just thought it necessary to raise some of these issues with the public and also the government, which we've been engaging with, to have a step back and look at some of these issues so that there's really a holistic approach going forward as we seek to move some of these new technologies into the mainstream.
Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Aidan Rogers, on Sagicor's Early Business.